Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Short Story Wednesday. I'm sure you can hear it's a little different. We're not in our studio. If you're watching, you can see we're definitely not in our studio. If you can hear Cocomelon in the back, it's because we're on our road trip. But we wanted to put a little something out. I've been a little crazy busy the last couple weeks trying to get everything edited for a couple weeks in advance and stuff, and didn't have time to do Short Story Wednesday. I figured we'd be able to do it when we're on the road anyway, so here we are. So if the sound is terrible, sorry. This isn't a normal every episode type thing. But if you remember, if you've been following, we just celebrated Tegan's third birthday. And he's part of the reason why this whole thing started. His story, the way that he became ours. And it's so awesome to think about. I mean, think about that all the time. But just with him being three, it's like, holy cow, how has that been 3 years? But I didn't warn Michaela about this one, but I wanted to share each of us what our favorite miracles from that story is, from the whole thing of just everything coming together and us getting him, and that whole thing allowed us to be able to adopt Reese also and kind of sped things along. So just so many tender mercies and blessings along the way. So maybe you get to go first. What's your favorite miracle?
Like Nick just put, like, all of these. He was just like, he was wrapped in about everything together perfectly, but the things, one of my favorite things was just going off the call. If you listen to the episode of me, then you don't about, but I think, because puns hurt, I had that thought, like, there's a boy out there that is for us, like, and then get the ball, and I wasn't even going to take the ball. I was about to just light the ball, because I was going to see me. And, I mean, if it was been that, the first ball cost the mini for the journey to say, like, it was a point, like, I dropped in the car. It is gorgeous. The first thing I said before it was a point. I've been very much all this week because pressure, like, finally able to, like, have these memories. The stuff we worked for so long. And just even being like, those are things, memories that I've believed for so long. And to be able to step out those and don't need to breathe, and, you know, it's funny. And me and his sister, like, just love him so much and take care of him. So, take care of me. She's like, seriously, the best. So, there's another bit. But, so, it's just full circle. And I just feel so blessed to have the life that I've got. And I don't know what I ever did to deserve something like that, but it was great.
Are you grateful when he wakes up at 6 o'clock in the morning and comes and jumps on you? Like Michaela said, it's so hard to pick just one miracle, because it's all, seriously, one huge miracle, and we're still living in that miracle. But for me, one of the coolest things is seeing all of the little tiny details with them. And this isn't I mean, it's important to us and it means a lot, but it's not like it's crucial. It's not like we wouldn't love them if it wasn't this big. But Reese and Tegan are seriously exactly like us. And it's crazy to think that biologically they're not ours. Tegan looks just like us. Reese looks just like us. Reese is a little lefty, like her mama. She has blue eyes like her mom. They're both half Mexican, like I am. All of our biological mothers are Mexican. And it's just little details like that it's just mind-blowing to see it every day. Their little personalities, they're just like us. You know, they say nurture versus nature and stuff. Of course, they've been with us their whole lives, but that kind of thing is just so fun to be able to witness. And I love being able to see Michaela be a mommy. And she is everything that I thought and knew that she would be in a mother. She's an incredible wife too, but I married her because of the mother that I knew that she would be. And she works so hard for us. She wants to give them everything. They're spoiled, rotten, but they're also very loved. And that is the most important part in being a parent, is only we know how to love our children the best, right? And we can get better at it. We need to get better every day. But I truly believe that 99% of people out there, parents, friends, siblings, coworkers, everything, I believe that everybody's out there trying to do their best. We just all need to do the very best we can to equip ourselves with resources and opportunities to be able to continually be better and recognize our faults. Like I talked about last week, the making Reese feel the way that I did. You know, I think it's so important to recognize where we're falling short and have the courage and the meekness to be able to want to change. And one thing that Michaela needs to change at is when she doesn't get as much sleep as she wants, she just wants to be happy. Yeah, just kidding. But yeah, we're excited. We'll be posting updates and stuff on our trip. We're going to Utah for a few days and then Bear Lake with my family for a family reunion. And we're so excited. All right, well, hope y'all have a great week and enjoy. Hopefully the weather's beautiful where you are. Beautiful where we are, and we'll look for those angels.